Hey y'all, welcome back to my podcast. It's your girl, Ax Nova, and I have a very special episode here today for you all. And this is a little different from what we have already on the podcast, but it's nothing wrong with switching it up. So without further ado, I'm gonna go ahead and introduce the speakers, and then we will tell y'all what exactly we're talking about, because this is a sneak attack. Y'all have not seen this coming. So I guess whoever wants to go first, introduce yourself, go ahead and do your thing, introduce your alias, whatever your nickname, your good, whatever the heck you want to do. I don't care. We not no option here. But the social media and do your thing. Just y'all do y'all thing. Go ahead, introduce yourself. Don't all speak at once now.
You ain't even get nobody time.
That's what you said, Winky. You said all natural.
Go ahead first. Go ahead first.
That's some mother shit. Ask you a question, don't give you no time.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I guess I'm introducing first. My name is Rel, aka 7. I actually got a lot of AKAs. I'm not finna go through them, but we back on this bed again. You know what I'm saying? Finna get y'all right.
I'm Sun God Tay. Sun God Tay, or you can call me Tay or Daddy, whichever one you please, honestly. I'm not back on this bitch, but I'm on this bitch, so I'm somewhere.
I'm with the shit. All right. I just want to go ahead and say thank you all for coming on the podcast, which I really do appreciate because y'all had to do this. Y'all gang for real. But let's see, we're going to be having another speaker popping up as well, so y'all just bear with us. I'm excited about this because this podcast is going to be called Let That Man Speak. A lot of y'all women do not give men the chance to speak their minds, and y'all wonder why y'all are single and freaking lonely. But that's neither here nor there. But I'm just willing to give these men the ability to speak because society has definitely muted the mouths of Black men in this world. And I'm going to go ahead and unmute it. And I'm going to let them say whatever they want. This is a safe space so y'all can get everything out of your system. I don't care what it is. Y'all can cuss. Y'all can scream. Y'all can laugh. Y'all can do everything. Just don't leave the podcast until everybody's done, okay? I don't care what y'all say.
George Bush doesn't care about Black people.
Anything that you have to say, this is going to be raw and uncut. And I'm going to let y'all have at it. And we're just going to let we're going to wait for him to join in. We have another speaker, you guys. And then we're going to let him introduce himself. And then we're going to just hop right into the podcast. But while he's getting himself together, I'm gonna start with you, Tay. As a Black man in this society, oh, did he leave? It kicked him.
Whoa.
Oh. He said literally dog shit.
I'm weak as shit. Let me see. He got muted. It's probably his connection is good.
Oh, wait. Hello?
Okay, boom, there you go. I was about to say, dang, see, the nigga already done broke rule one. Don't leave.
the shit literally, kicked me out, and I couldn't hear shit. It was bad.
It's probably because, what was it?
No, I think it was because I opened my AirPod case.
Probably.
It fucked up, but I'm good now.
But, yeah, we have a little technical difficulties. It's okay, we're going to get it together. But we do have, like I said before, we do have another speaker coming in. But while he's coming in, getting himself together, I'm going to let him introduce himself. But just to not have any dead air, I'm going to go ahead and start with you, Tay. Before we get into all the good, juicy things, just to start off, as a Black man in society, how do you feel, how do you feel women view you? Or women of your age or women that you've dealt with? How do you feel like they view you as an individual?
I feel like I get viewed as, especially lately, I give you that a walking dildo. So it's it's very tough. Are you bro, I'm serious. Are you laughing at me? I didn't expect that. But yeah, that's how I get feel I get viewed. Or like somebody that they could just kind of like control or like make do this or spoil them and shit like that. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't even spoil myself. So I'm not even in the fashion or business to be spoiling no woman, no human with a hole. So it's like I just don't like it, to be honest. I feel like as a black man as a whole, I feel like they view us as a joke. I feel like they don't really, like, depending on who you are, they don't take you seriously, or depending on what you do, you got to kind of fit that one stereotype. But it's kind of sad, to be honest, and it's very disheartening.
Dang. Well, whew, that was deep.
No, it was crazy because I didn't know where he was going when he started off with the walking dildo thing.
No,
like, I didn't know where I was going, but I see where he took it. I was like, all right, that's valid. That's valid.
Yeah, and it's sad that it has to be that way. And I feel like that's another reason why I wanted to do this, because hopefully, you know, this just won't be one episode. This will be multiple episodes. It might be a series, like, just so y'all have the ability to speak, because for you to say that, in my opinion, I never did. Honestly, I always thought you would say something else, but, you know, somebody else might say it. It's just kind of crazy how, you know, that's how you feel people view you. And you don't even, me knowing you personally, you don't even, like, display those characteristics. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just based off just, like, first glance. And it's that first glance and then just, like, assumptions. I feel like a lot of women just assume things on you all, and I feel like that they try to mold y'all into who they view you as, and that's not even, like, that's not right. So it's like judging a book by its cover, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But real, I'm asking the same thing, like, how do you feel like society views you as a black man, or how do you feel like women that you've dealt with views you?
I'm gonna start off with society. I think society views me personally as a threat. And I say that because I don't believe I'm like the average stereotypical black man. I call myself a sophisticated nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't get me wrong, I got those traits and all, but I'm very intelligent and I know when to pick my spots. So I mean, it's kinda like code switching in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know when I need to be a nigga, and I know when I need to be less of a nigga.
Mm.
But how I think women view me?
Yeah, like women.
Well, honestly, it's not even how I think. I know this for a fact because I've been told this multiple times. They think I'm a hoe. Like, no funny shit. They think I'm a hoe. And I always be confused why, because I feel like I'm the furthest thing from it. Like, I'm the bougiest nigga when it come to picking who I want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm like the bougiest nigga. So I just be like, damn, like, what about me do you see and be like, that nigga's a hoe?
Yeah.
I be confused.
Dang. I hear that more often. And it kind of goes back to, like, what Tay was saying about him. So, like, he's like a walking dildo. It's kind of like, it kind of correlates into the same, yes. Like, it's like they use y'all as, like, a toy or something just to play with, like, motherfucker treating, like, what was it, Andy?
At their leisure.
What did he say? I don't want to play with you no more. That's kind of like how I feel like people treat y'all. And it's kind of tough. I'm not going to lie. It is something that I wish would change, because it's not the other way around. Like, you know, some women, like, people in society view women as, like, soft and loving, and then they view men as hard and, like you said, hoes
and fat. Like, don't forget, these hoes be fat as fuck.
Shit, I ain't gonna say nothing. I don't know.
But I'm serious though, like, they don't have that same target on their backs, and I feel like even with the world now, they look at y'all and it's like, oh, this man has to be this way, or this man has to do this, or you have some women that have all these demands that men need to abide by in order for them to even speak to her or even be in her presence, which is kind of stupid, because sounds, I know people are going to eat me up for this, and I've been told, bro, this many times. I feel like men are more of the prize. Now, bear with me, because I know a lot of women are going to probably sit here and just, like, exit right here. Y'all are chasing the men. Why would a prize chase something else? Like, you know what I mean? That's how I process it. Like, y'all want the men, so what does that make the man? A lot of men don't be checking for y'all, but y'all be checking for them.
Oh, shit. Nah, my bad. I'm tweaking. I'm not tweaking. I'm just thinking stuff, and I'm like trying to contain my outburst.
No. This is not the part. This is, I don't want y'all to contain nothing. This is a safe space for y'all to let.
I wasn't trying to interrupt you. That's all.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
I was just gonna say, first of all, they president don't even be like that much of a blessing to be in. Like, I honestly rather go watch paint dry. A lot of bitches be boring, but yeah, they president don't be that special. And you hear more females, you know, talk about they want a boyfriend or want a husband than you do males talking about they want a girlfriend or they want a wife or whatever. Like, it's just, as much as this might shock people, bro, that don't be that high on our priority list for real. Like, as men, we got so much other stuff that we kind of have to worry about before we get to that for real. So it's like, if I know I'm not going to invest my time fully or I'm not going to take it serious, why would I jump into something with somebody?
Sure. Dang. What's your take on that,
Jay? I agree, honestly. I don't think he really lied. Sometimes I do have a history of, you know, jumping into something like that I know not gonna work. But that was just kind of like boredom. But yeah, literally everything he said, I really wholeheartedly agree. I think he hit it on the nail.
Yeah, and it's crazy though. I'm not gonna lie, because and how I know it's like women be hating on y'all for real is because they don't get that same attention that women give men. If you get what I mean, like, men don't be drooling over women like that. And if it is, like, they would call it like a simp in a way. Like, cause I feel like a lot of women be like men hating, because when you think about it, it's like, what do women typically do when they're around their homegirls? Just like, y'all could just say whatever, but what do y'all think women typically do when they're around their homegirls?
What do I think women do when they're around their homegirls? Just talk shit and just do weird shit.
Think women do when they get around their homegirls?
Like, in public or just like around themselves?
Just like, just around their, like, in general. It doesn't matter, wherever.
I think hoes just sit there and like fantasize. Mostly, I feel like they fantasize about shit that don't ever, like, that would never happen. Lie about a lot of shit. It's just they're never, and then trying to get they try to get a pat on the back or like a "it's gonna be okay, girl" by like telling them situations that they know they wrong in, but they friend like will tell them they wrong in. So they just want to, you know, they want that validation, because if they can't get it from their girl, they man or whatever, they gonna try to get it from their girls. But the girl validation don't hit as much as male validation.
So,
you know?
So, bro, what do you think women do when they sit around their homegirls? Because we gonna pause on Taylor right quick, because he was getting too deep. And he made me forget what I was about to do.
Hey, that was he said that female validation don't hit like
no, it don't. I'm about to say, before we go to you, real, Zay is here, y'all. So we're gonna go ahead and let Zay introduce himself. And then we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna ask Zay the question, he could be able to answer it too. So go ahead and introduce yourself,
man. Yo, what's the word? You know what's going on, man. WRJ. Tap in with me.
We'll say short, sweet, to the point.
No, for real. So, bro, I'm going to pause on you real quick, since you've been here. You already know what we talked about. I'm going to go ahead and let Zay speak real quick. So Zay, the question was, what do you feel like women do when they're around their homegirls?
What do women do when they're around their homegirl? Truthfully. Lie. Gossip and cheat in that order.
I mean, I feel like I told you.
No, for real.
In that order. All right.
No, that's crazy, bro. Just hopped in and said that shit.
No, for real. Cause Tate literally just said this before you got in here. Oh my god. All right, real. What do you feel like women do when they run their home, girl?
Shit, we already know at this point, but yeah, man.
You know, heavy on the fantasizing, bro. I will say that. They, bro, nobody fantasizes the way women do. Because they will tell you about their, they will go to the internet and tell the internet about their fantasies.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
For no reason.
Unprovoked. Yeah, I think they just fantasize a lot.
Yeah. And then they get caught. If you think about it, they get caught in that. So when a guy approaches them with that fantasy that they posted, they're just like, oh my gosh, a miracle. I'm like, oh my gosh, shit, you're dumb.
I'm weak as hell. But mind you, I'm gonna say this, bro. I ain't gonna say it's every female, but it's well over the majority. Cause it's just a lot of copy paste clones, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They all talking the same, they all dressing the same, they all using the same slang, they all use the same captions for their pictures. And y'all niggas know they do, cause how many times you see the same caption from 10 different bitches?
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's all bitches though. I think,
look,
it's all bitches. Yeah. I think it's all bitches. They do the same thing. They just want to charge their phone, eat hot chips, lie.
Nah, that's classy right there. That's classy.
No, but I'm serious though. And the reason why I asked y'all that question on what do y'all think women do, like when they're around their homegirls, the answer that I was looking for with the answers that y'all gave me were good, but the answers I was looking for was talk about niggas. Because when you think about what do niggas do when they're with their homeboys? They don't talk about people.
Bro, everything we talk about.
Argue about stupid shit.
Yeah.
We argue about stupid shit. We play the game. We talk shit. Like,
yeah, we will talk about the definition of a word before we ever bring up a bitch. Just being real.
But that's the thing I'm trying to, like, you know, that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, and then we're going to get into, like, the good shit. Because I was just waiting for making sure that they got in here before I got into, like, the in-depth conversation of the podcast. But it was more of showing how obsessed women are. Like, women are obsessed with y'all, but they want y'all to be just as obsessed with them. And it doesn't work that way. That's why I said men are the prize, because y'all are obsessed over these people. They're not obsessed over you. So what makes you the prize?
Yeah.
Like, you have those qualities. Don't get me wrong. Do I feel like I'm a prize? I don't know. Probably. I think I might have qualities. But as far as what women want in society, they want to get married, but who has to propose? They want security, but who's going to provide? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
They won't do it, but who's going to stroke them?
Exactly. Right. So it's like, they want all these things from y'all, but then they kept saying, I'm the prize, I'm the prize. You're not. You're the receiver. You're receiving the prize. You're the receiver.
Hold on now. I like that.
She
spit. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, because I'm the prize, because I bring a man. They're like, I bring a man comfort and peace. Oh, I had peace and comfort before I met you, so that's really nothing added. Like, you're not adding nothing to my life. Like, now if you give me like $100,000, then bitch, you the prize for sure. But like, other than that, like, what are you really like? There's nothing really different that a woman could do as of right now in my life. Yeah, other than like bring bills, and I got an extra person to pay for food and shit. Like, and it's a chance they might not finish the bitch. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. We need to get on that topic, because, nigga, that shit be having me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying about it. Like, they're the receiver. If you think about it, women are the receivers. We are not the prize. We are the receivers, because we receive what y'all provide. What provides the gift?
You know, you're gonna get called a pick me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get called a pick me. I'm gonna tell you why I'm not a pick me.
But they're gonna call you a pick me. They're gonna be like, oh, you just doing that. You one of them. Like it's kind of over for you.
Let me tell you, your brother said something to me. Why wouldn't I want to get picked? You know,
like, do the hoes not want to be picked?
No, for real. Like
they definitely.
I know where I'm at. I know where I'm secure at. Look, I don't gotta worry about anything. In a way, I feel like I've been picked already. I'm cool. I'm sitting chill. Now, they're the ones that's probably gonna be mad at me. But the reason why I can say this is because my words back up the action. I'm not one of those women that's gonna just be sitting here, just be talking if I don't know nothing. You know what I mean? They just speak because they think they're woke. They think they're like, oh, this and this third. You don't, your actions don't match it with your words. So call me, pick me if you want. Ladies, if y'all want to sit here and rant and hear my DMs, like I know you can be before my other podcast, go ahead and do it. I don't care. Cool.
If they call you a pick,
you said what?
100% chance they never got picked.
Oh, for sure they never got picked.
That's what they're really mad about.
They could be mad, and that's all good. But let's go ahead and get into the rant. So I know y'all had those moments where y'all was arguing with a girl, anybody that y'all was dealing with, and you had that phrase that y'all said, you know what, I'm not even going to say nothing. This is now that time for y'all to say those things that y'all wanted. It could be from a person that you were in a relationship with. It could be somebody that you only cracked one day. It could be a person who cracked for 3 months. It can be a random girl on the side of the road. This is the time. So whoever wants to start with the first, I would say the first rant or the first topic, go ahead and y'all got the floor. I'm gonna go ahead and let the man speak.
Well, just hop in. Let's both start.
So whoever wants to start, go ahead.
Man,
rolling on. Tape.
More often than not, I don't really got paid.
It could be anybody,
the one that I'm dealing with. They lie so much. Need to get your energy, bro, because you people woman in a lie. They can't lie. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
For me, I just stop getting the energy because I know I'm a tweet. Why lie?
Tweet.
They have went out for him. Can y'all hear him?
Nah.
Bro probably in the sticks. Sound like he was dropped.
Yeah, I was about to say, Zay, your mic had cut out. Wait, you have your AirPods in?
Yeah, I'm on the highway. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Yeah, I knew. I said bro dropped.
I'm thinking so. Okay, then you're good. But, I can't say too much unless y'all pat me in, so I'll let the next person go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, should I go next?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's up.
Alright, I ain't even gonna lie to you. This not even one of those, oh, I be wanting to say this. I do be saying this shit. And it's simple. Shut the fuck up. It's that simple. Shut the fuck up. Like, because sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, bro, sometimes women just talk and talk and talk and talk, and it's like, you ain't even talking about shit.
Yeah.
So just, like, just stop talking. It's okay, bro. We don't have to always fill the space with meaningless chatter. I feel like if we could have conversations about something, and then sit in silence for a little bit, something could pop into your head, you bring it up, we chop about it. If we could do shit like that, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know when to shut up sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why with niggas, like when we just sitting there not saying nothing, bro, it don't mean we feel no type of way, bro. We just don't got nothing to say. I don't think women understand that. Like niggas could really turn the brain off and think about nothing.
I do that religiously.
Saying turn the brain off, I ain't thinking about a damn thing.
So bad.
So yeah, that's mine.
I guess I'm next. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff. And so we talk about what again?
Like things that you wanted to say to women, like when you have that, you know what, I'm not gonna say nothing moment.
I can start with a few things. Like sometimes there'll be times where, like, you know, a girl not listening and she be saying slick shit. And if you say slick shit to me, I want to say slick shit back, but I'd be cooling because I know it might end the relationship. So like, Shawty, like, she get hollering or whatever. She said some slick shit. I'm like, all right, bro, you got it. Once I say you got it, just know I was about to say the most devious shit. Cause like, and it won't go be no snazzy ass comeback. I was gonna tell your ass about yourself. Like, there was one time I want to call the hell up. You big, fat, sloppy bitch. Like, I just really want to lay it on her, but I couldn't. Cause like, bro, like, that's my bitch. So it's like, whatever, cool. Like, all right, bro, she got it. You just got to let her have it. Another time, you just be knowing the bitch be lying.
Yeah.
Like you said, like, bitches can't really hide their lies. So it kind of pissed me off because, like, it's like, oh, you think I'm stupid? Like, I done told her that before, though. Most of the time I kind of hold off, but I done told her, like, bro, you think I'm stupid? Like, be so dead air right now. Like, lie to your daddy, nigga. Don't lie to me. I don't like that. I don't like the lying. I don't like the
I don't care no way.
Yeah, like, I don't like the sneakiness. Like, it's kind of weird. So it's like, it's like I said, man, it's disappointing. What else? let me see, because it's a lot, bro. It is a lot. And just women hurt people a lot. Like, I've hurt my fair share of people. I'm gonna be honest, but women hurt people a lot, and they play mind games, right? And then when it's your turn to, like, you know, when you back and you up, and then you don't fall for the mind games, and you on a different level, they be like, "Oh, you acted different. You had to this and that." No, bitch, I'm just not gonna let you do what you did before again. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it just it kind of put me in that mode. And so that's why now it ain't no more that you got it, or it ain't no more that, you know what, I'm not gonna say nothing, because I'm gonna say something now. Like me, I don't give a damn. Like, I'll say something now, definitely.
Damn.
But like, yeah, I say that to say this: you fat bitch need to shut the fuck up sometimes. But all right, go ahead.
You said I say that to say this.
Hey, you know what's crazy though? What's crazy? It really be the ugly and the fat hoes talking the most shit.
But let's not forget the non-fat hoes, just the really bad built skinny bitches too.
The craziest confidence, bro. That confidence be through the roof. And I was like, do you own a mirror?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I think we should bring back bullying ugly hoes. But because we so freely bully ugly niggas, like 24/7, you know? Like, yeah. I see it all the time. So like, let's get some big Beluga Whale bitches and start shaming them.
Beluga Whale is crazy.
And shaming them, you know? Like, fuck it, bro. I used to be against BBLs, but, bro, that shit be saving lives. Because I'd rather see a BBL than a fucking Rasputia. Yeah, like, I just don't want to see a brisket-eating bitch walking down the... Like, that's not something I want to see and I'll enjoy.
Bro, bitches be built like Anthony Anderson, bro.
Exactly, right? And they be thinking they the baddest bitch ever, like bitch as if, you know, like it just blows my mind. And even if your body not bad, your face is terrible. So it's like then, like, you still like, baby, like, face card never declined. It just did. Like, or like, what are you talking about,
bro? Nah, bro, that's like, one of those. Why are you lying?
Like, literally, like, lying for no reason, bitch. I said you owe 1863. Like, bitch, pay up, bro. Face card not getting out of this one, dude. Insert a tap, bitch. Like, I don't know. I hate seeing that shit, and the face card always declines, bro. It's annoying. Yeah, that's it. That's what y'all are.
That's probably the most overused caption, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Whole time face card declining while they typing in the middle of typing.
Oh my goodness, I swear, I know people personally that has used that, and I'm thinking myself like, ooh, okay.
That line wasn't for you.
Like, you know, it's just certain things that I just feel like some people should know their place. You know, it's not saying that, because I be telling them all the time, I know I'm not the baddest thing out here walking, cool, but men don't always want the bad bitches. Why are you having what is it? Who came out their mouth and represented all men where they say we only want bad bitches? That nobody has said that.
So you just have to be attractive. Like, I don't know why niggas like.
But they don't know that.
Obsession with being a bad bitch is crazy because, like, you just have to be attractive to a nigga.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because certain men cheat on their women with women that they feel like looks better than them. So they're gonna automatically assume, oh, it's my looks, or it's he only did that because she's pretty, or he only cheated on me because she had a fat ass, or this and that, blah blah blah. And it don't even be that. Sometimes it be the vibe. You know, we were talking about this. We can actually bring this up in this podcast.
I can tell you why he cheated.
It's the emotional compatibility, and me and Rel talked about this, and Tay, we could tap you in. It's the emotional compatibility. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all may not have the emotional compatibility with your partner. You might sexually be compatible, and that might be keeping the relationship running, but it's dying because you don't have that emotional compatibility. Some people do have the emotional compatibility and the sexual compatibility.
Fuck.
You about to say something, Tay?
Nah.
So that's how I see it. So it's like women feel like, oh, it's this, or it's this reason why he did this and this. But some women don't take the time and step back to see what it is about them in the inside. That's not even looks, but who they are as an individual. Are you a good person? A lot of women are not good people. And then they get around good men, damage them, and throw them back out to the wayside. Now we have all these men that are damaged. Then you have women that's like me, that I feel like I'm a good woman. You know, I have certain tendencies, yes, but overall, I feel like I'm a good woman. So then I meet people, and then they have these traumas, and I'm like, well, dang, like, this don't got nothing to do with me, but I'm willing to pick that man's brain. I'm willing to figure out what it is where he can feel comfortable again allowing somebody in his life, because a lot of men would rather just be alone. They don't want to deal with those type of women because they already dealt with it, and they don't, y'all know how to step out on faith, but sometimes that faith withers away because people keep disappointing y'all. Y'all tend to be more disappointed than women.
But not surprised,
exactly. It's kind of like, I feel like I hear it all the time, especially with you. It's just like, I'm not surprised, or, you know, I already seen it coming. It's like, dang, it has to be like that, and that's so ridiculous. I'm not gonna lie. That's why when someone's like, where are the good men at? Y'all damage them.
I ain't gonna lie, that's the real truth that we don't ever talk about. I don't think nobody talk about that. Because think about it. I guarantee you, bro, every nigga that had his heart ripped out by some shorty, bro. Like, on some cold shit. Like, you was being a good, I'm like, you was being, like, the utmost outstanding nigga to this shorty. And she just did your ass the worst way. No real reason for her.
That is true.
I think
it make you like, damn, do I need to be a good, do I really want to be a good nigga? Because, like, you see the niggas that's on fuck shit. You see the nigga that's calling bitches to their face. You see them type of niggas, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got no problems with it. So it's like, damn, is that what I got to do? You know what I'm saying? So then niggas start changing because they got to adapt. That's what we do. Because it's adapt or die out here. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, niggas. Now niggas have to adapt. Now them niggas that were quote unquote good niggas are not good niggas. They dog ass niggas.
Mm. Yeah. Dang. I think that leads to my next question. I know you did say something about heartbreak. I'll start with you, Tay. How do you feel like your first heartbreak molded you into the man that you are now?
I don't really think I actually experienced a heartbreak ever. I will say, I experienced serious disappointment.
Okay. Well, we can speak on that.
In order for my heart to break, I will have to give 110%, and I've never given a single woman that in my life.
At least you honest, though. Bro.
Like,
yeah, for real. At least you honest.
Right. Because I already know. Like, I just, you know, bitch, break my heart and break her fucking neck. So it's like, I didn't want to get to that point because they'd be like, oh, I'm not going. Kill a put over a bitch. I'm not gonna hit a bitch, and I'm not gonna hit a bitch either. But if you break my heart, dude, I'm a Mike Tyson your ass. So it's just not even worth it. Cause it's like it's not worth it. So I've experienced big disappointment. It like
how has that molded you?
That's molded me. I feel like it made me to the person I am today, and I feel like I'm such a different person from today. Like if you go back past like 2 months, 1 month really, like 2-3 months though, I'll say. And you look at me now, I'm such a totally different person. And, like, I feel like my environment reflects that, too. Like, a couple months ago, I probably looked the same, but, you know, I just didn't feel the same by myself. I didn't love myself. I wasn't comfortable. Sorry. I wasn't comfortable with myself, you know? But I'm good at just hiding or acting like that's not the case. But I just wasn't comfortable with myself. And I wasn't comfortable being alone. So, like, when you find somebody that makes you feel, like, you know, worth it and confident and stuff like that, of course you want to be around them all the time and shit like that. But, you know, things change. Sometimes you're not going to be or always be able to be around them. So I really, like, when I say working on myself, like, I worked on myself. Like, I was focused on myself and just, you know, doing things and coming up with ways to really go about life. So I feel like it's molded me into a better person because I know exactly what I want and I know exactly what I will tolerate and what I won't tolerate. And I know exactly what I look in a female. And, like, I don't want to have to build me a bitch. I want the bitch I already built herself. So, like, if you can't take accountability for something, that's a major thing. Because I'm a very understanding person. If you're not understanding, it just, we can't be. We probably won't be able to date. You can still let me, you know, open the poom poom a few times. But we probably will never be in public ever again. So, it's like little things like that kind of, every time I get disappointed, it's like something, you know. And it's crazy because some people feel like, oh, disappointment comes from like a new lesson. But you could get disappointed over the same shit. So I feel like that's what it was. Like, I done seen the same shit in so many different females. And it's like, at some point, I have to learn. And I feel like this is the moment where I learned. And I'm like, all right, shit, like, you know, like, this shit not even gonna phase me. Like, it's really not gonna phase me. And I started being more confident. I started doing different things, like, you know, actually going in full into my skincare routine. And now my skin is amazing. You know, I'll be at work. Ho will be like, oh, can I hit your number? Like, you know that? You know what I'm saying? Like, ho, like I look the same, but, like, now hoes feel that aura. They feel that energy of, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to play with it. Like, exactly. So they know I'm like, I'm not, like, it went from, oh that bit bad. So I see a bad bitch. I'm like, huh. And I keep it pushing. And then that make them want to come up to me. Like, it's been so many times where, like, this is came up to me, this is going DM me, texting me, like, crazy shit. So, you know, I just, like, once you change your aura, you change your energy, and you change your mindset, like,
you attracted.
I feel like it molded me to getting closer to my higher self.
Wow. That was, hold on, where the snaps at?
Give me some fucking snaps. Give me some fucking snaps, nigga.
I would say reason why is because, like, I said, knowing you, like, I've seen, like, the slight transition, and for you to say that takes a lot of confidence because it's like, it shows the prime thing. When men go through that, they work on themselves and get themselves back in order. They reflect, they gather what they need to gather, and they keep it pushing. That shows how strong y'all are compared to how women are out of situations like that. You see a lot of women, they, you know, mess with other dudes, or they try to go out and party, or try to be a hoe, or do this and do that. But y'all, like, you literally just explained what men do after a situation where you say, like, that amount of disappointment that you've experienced. And that speaks volumes because it shows that the maturity level, like, you took something from that. It was a learning lesson. You took something from that and you processed it and you kept it pushing. And that's again why I say men are the prize, because the way that you just explained everything, your whole process, it's like I can even hear it in your voice too. Because I know before, you know, we would have our own conversations about certain things, and it's like I can hear it. I can tell. It's like, all right. People will get it one day. So now hearing that, it's like I was over here, so I'm like looking like a proud mom, like, oh my gosh, he finally did it. Like, because you only want the best for people, you know, like, especially when they've been through something, like, you only want the best. So it's like, for you to be able to make that transition, that you need to give yourself a standing ovation, because a lot of people can't pull themselves out of that moment, if you get what I mean. So I applaud you. I know your brother does. I applaud you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but damn, shit. I don't really want to follow that up. But
no, you're gonna have to.
Nah, I mean, yeah, just I know for me, it changed my perspective. And like I said, I didn't just blame her for what she did.
I'm being dead ass. I didn't just blame her for what she did. I blame myself because I was like, okay, what did I miss? I start going back and looking at things that I missed, and I'm like, I did miss that, or I let that shit slide. That's on me. Of course, this shit blew up in my face. I overlooked so many things because I was quote unquote blinded by love.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I just let all the red flags go, and then when you sit and reflect on it, it's like, damn, that's on me because I could have dated that shit before it even got to this point. So I mean, at that point, I was just like, I'm not afraid to date a situation with a woman, and I think. I ain't gonna lie. I think it's a good amount of niggas that's afraid to dead a situation with a woman for many reasons. And I think one being, I'm probably not gonna find nobody this attractive. First of all, bro, it's millions of pretty girls on the planet. You gotta get that out your head for sure. Like, off rip, you gotta get that shit out your head. And I feel like it's a good amount of dudes that think like that. But once you start understanding, like, first of all, we outnumber by women on this planet. Once you really do the numbers, and then you take into account the good niggas. I'm talking about like the ready available good niggas versus the niggas that's working on themselves, the niggas that's currently dogging bitches. Once you do that math, you realize you are the prize. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's when it hits you. Oh, damn, I am the prize. And like you said, the woman receives the prize. So it's like, if you had to ask me, would I rather be a prize or receive the prize? I like receiving shit. I would rather receive the prize, but I understand I am the prize. Like, I'm the gift to this woman. You feel me?
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, women want to always be involved. And I'm just speaking from my own perspective. I'm not just trying to, like, shun women. Like, I'm just against them. I'm a part of it. I'm a part of this. But I feel like where we kind of mess up is we try to receive the wrong things. Like, let me try to figure out how I can put this so y'all can understand. Okay. So as a woman, when we look for certain things in a man, it's typically like the basics. Somebody that can provide. Somebody that can take care of, well, like provide, that goes into provide. Yeah, like take care of us, like have a family with, and do all these things, like the model man. And I'm not going to lie to you, it's going to sting a lot of girls hearing this. They're probably going to really hate me, y'all. Ooh, wee. Somebody's going to back me up. A lot of women ask for these model men, and they're not the model woman. You get what I mean? Like, you cannot ask for something that you are not. Like, you were saying you want a man that provides. You want a man that puts food on the table, clothes on the back, takes care of the kids and helps you out, does all these things. But you don't do anything that's going to be able to maintain that. You're not a provider. You're not loving. You're not caring. You're not understanding. You're not a good listener. You're not that woman. So why are you asking for this man when you know you don't deserve him? Mm. It's women out here that do deserve these men, but women come around and have this facade and say, oh, I'm this, I'm that. Well, probably can validate it. He learned who I was just based off my actions. I didn't have to say, oh, I'm this, or I'm that, or I'm this, or I'm that, I'm that, I'm this, this. No, I don't have to say any of those things. I don't have to tell you what I'm able to do. I don't have to tell you my capabilities. You're going to find out if you're that nigga, period. I'm not going to be telling you. You're going to just know. If you make it to that point, cool. It's just a lot of women, they say it all the time on social media. I don't know why I don't have a man. I do this. I do this. You don't really do that for him, because if you do certain things, you won't even remember. You don't even think that you're doing those things. It's just what you would do it out naturally. You're going to have somebody tell you, oh, you do those things. Oh, I do. I have many moments as a woman where I'm just like, oh, I do that? I don't even realize it. Because in my nature, I know who I am. And a lot of these women, and a lot of these men, some, are raised by side chicks and hoes. They don't know what it looks like to have that man in their life. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to sit here and say, oh, niggas ain't shit, because their mama said it. You know? Like, it's like a ripple. It just keeps going. It's like a domino effect. So it's like, y'all men don't get a fair shake because women's perception of y'all is already distorted because of what they've seen in everybody else's life or who they are. They know they're not comfortable in themselves, so they don't want a man that's comfortable. They want a man that they can walk all over. They want a man that can control. You know?
Right.
Back to the dildo thing.
So that's how I see it. Now y'all can have y'all rebuttal if y'all have it. This is a time where y'all can, like, you know, y'all can chime in on that. So
yeah. I mean, I'm gonna say something real quick. I feel like you're right, you know what I'm saying? And I say this myself all the time, like, these women don't be who they think they are, because they're, like, I've had plenty of women tell me, oh, I'm this, I'm that, and get around it. It's the complete opposite. It's the complete opposite. It's like, ah, it's just talk. This is just internet shit. Like I be saying people have social media personalities in real life. I've seen it. I've been around it. It ain't it, man. Like, you can't even be things that don't cause. That's the crazy part. Like, a lot of women be wanting, like, shit from men that cost. The shit we ask for don't even cost no money. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's like, when you can't do things that don't even cost money, it's like, why? What's the point of even, you know what I'm saying, taking this even further? Like, you can't even do the shit that's free.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't want to put no,
like,
effort into it.
Like, it don't cost a butt to give us a pussy. Like, really,
It's free to shut up sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's free to give a massage if I had a long day or if I'm hurting or something. Like, these are all things you can do for free that'll make a man feel, you know, good about you and just, like, see you in a better light. And it's like, you can't do small things like that. And I know another one women probably gonna hate, but cooking, like, cook a meal, bro. Like, learn real shit, learn how to cook. And I'm saying that because I know how to cook. So I feel like if I know how to cook, the woman I'm with can't, oh, I don't know how to cook, I can't be with you. Call it petty, call it shadow, whatever, bro. I can't be with you. If I know how to cook, you got to be able to know how to cook. That's just a survival skill. That's what I was talking.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that too. Because to be honest, I don't know how to cook a damn thing. So it's like, that's why I ain't say shit about cooking, because I know damn well I can't cook. I can't cook shit. I would hope she could cook, but shit, I'm the type of nigga, I don't mind takeout. Like, it's just, like, I'm a simple nigga. Like, I'm so simple, right? So I'm a simple nigga. So, like, basing on, like, backing off what you said, like, you know what I'm saying? If I know how to do something, you know how to do something, that's concerning. And, like, you know, everybody's so big on, like, gender roles not existing. And, you know what I'm saying? If that's the case, if, you know, I could go out here and do this, pay that, like, she should be able to do that too. I'm not saying I'm gonna make her do it, but if she, like, every now and then, like, it would be nice, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I feel like most women don't get is, like, when niggas say, oh, what do you bring to the table? Or, oh, why do you think it should be 50-50? Or, why do you think that, like, you know, stuff like that. Women think, oh, when they hear 50-50, they hear, oh, I'm doing all the work. Instead of hearing what they actually saying, like, 50-50 don't mean, like, 50-50. Oh, y'all, yeah, it's splitting everything. Like, bro, like, he probably paid for dinner, dinner, like, 8-9 times in a row, bro. If you dish out the bill one time, bro, it's not going to kill you, bro. Like, you're not going to spend the money on nothing but cheap-ass lipstick anyway. So just, you know what I'm saying? Like, just do something to please. Do something to please. You know what I'm saying? Your guy or your nigga. I don't think it's that hard.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that hard.
No, it's crazy. I remember we had a conversation about when I said, oh, they hear 50-50. I'm like, 50-50 don't mean 50-50. It could be 80-20, 90-10, 75-25. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean, oh, do half of what I do. It mean, when we say 50-50, it basically means do something.
Pull your weight.
Most times they not doing anything. So it's like, do something.
Yeah. It's like pulling your weight.
Yeah, but the thing is that, though, to be completely honest, now, in defense, playing double advocate, there are a lot of niggas that be begging for 50-50, and they mean that shit. They be hard on cash, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to go out, but they ain't really got enough for both of y'all. So it's like, those type of niggas, them type of niggas, like, I mean, if you like them type of niggas, then go ahead and date them and do what you want. But you gotta be able to know the difference between a 50-50 type nigga and a do something type nigga. Those are two different people. A 50-50 nigga is a nigga that literally, like, believes, like, oh shit, we should just go Dutch. do something type nigga is not gonna trip over a little at dinner. But yeah. Like, damn, like while I'm driving, you wanna like, you know, rub my neck or something? Like you wanna open like you know, you wanna open my straw for my drink? Like little shit like that.
It's a small thing.
Yeah, man, like little shit like that. Like, and the thing is, like most of the, well, really every girl I've ever dated has came to me. Like I've never approached, and I can say that in life. I've never approached a woman and tried to like, cause that shit not gonna work. Cause I'm just gonna not take it serious. I'm like, damn, this, I feel like you ain't even feeling it. Exactly. So I just never do it. So every, literally every female has came up to me and initiated something. Oh shit, and initiated something. So when it don't work and then they start blaming me, I'm like, well, bitch, you could have left me alone the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh God, bro, you spitting.
Yeah, just.
I like to say that's y'all really got some good ass points. But this is one I really wanted to bring up in this podcast is what is your take on women being submissive? Like
you go first, Ralph.
Oh, this nigga think I brew something up real quick. Hold on. Go ahead, bro.
I mean, okay, for one, I would say I hate hearing, oh, I'd be submissive for the right person. First of all, that's not a switch you could just turn on and turn off. It's either in you or it's not. Mm. I think we need to get that right. It's either in you or it's not. I don't think you could just turn that on and off depending on the type of dude. Because I done seen plenty of women say, oh, I could do this, I can do that, I can be submissive. And then get an ideal nigga and just be the complete opposite of submissive. Try to make him do all this. Hey, you can't turn that on and off. It's something that's nurtured within you. You know what I'm saying? From your upbringing type deal. So like when I see, like that's why I be more attractive to a woman that's like naturally caring. You know what I'm saying? That might say, hey, are you all right? Or I noticed this in you. Like that would be the thing that would attract me to a woman versus a bitch I just want to argue all the time and want to make assumptions about shit that she. Because she made some shit up in her head and she believed it. And then she like convinced herself to believe it. And now she's trying to convince you to believe it. And she mad you not believing it because she convinced herself to believe it. And she don't want to look stupid.
Yeah, she don't want to be the only fool.
Yeah, she don't want to look a fool. So it's like, it's either in you or it's not. You know what I'm saying? You can't just turn it on and off.
Gotcha.
All right,
Jay.
What's
your take on it?
My take... I don't want no submissive bitch because you're going to creep me out.
What?
Yeah, a submissive bitch is going to literally creep me out. It's going to because it's creepy. So, like, I want a man to take lead, take charge. Oh, I'm indecisive. I need you to pick where the fuck you want to go and let's go. I don't care where we go. Like, shit like that, that's going to drive me nuts. Like, and I don't want a bitch to, like, we could compromise, but I don't want a bitch to, like, just do something that I want to do just because she don't want to do it. Like, I'm okay with, like, if I'm like, damn, I want to go to the basketball game. She's like, I want to watch a movie. And I'm like, I've been talking about the basketball game for a good minute. And she's like, you know what, to make you happy, baby, we could go to the basketball game. Literally dick soft. Like, no. But like, dude, be your own person, bro. If you genuinely don't want to go, like, express that. And then I'm like, all right.
Watch your movie, I'll go to the game.
Exactly type shit. Or we just both or we just both go fucking home. Like, it's so simple. Like, there doesn't have to be – I was like, there has to be like a, oh, I would just settle down and follow my man. Don't follow me, bitch, because we going to get lost. Just be real. Like, that's just some real. Yeah, that's some real shit. Cause I don't got it all together. So like, we just go get lost, and I don't like that. Like, it's just, and it also submissive in a way of like, I just like submissive women, like super uber submissive women, like the OD obsessive, under my man 24/7, listen to everything he say. Yes, master daddy 3000. Like, those submissive women, those are creepy because it's like you don't have a mind of your own. And one thing that turns me on is a woman with a mind of her own. And now when I say mind of her own, a mind of her own, not because she saw fucking a couple TikToks on her For You page and now that's her vibe for the day. Like,
hey, do you want to name names?
Like, no, they said, do you want to name names? Bro, I literally, if I name names, it'll be a 20-minute segment on that alone. Dude, like, oh my God. Oh my god. I definitely say one day, Kalia. Oh my god, you slut.
Nothing name dropping.
And it's some old shit, but like just like 4 or 3 years ago. But like fuck you. Cause like it's just crazy. Like I just don't like that shit. Like you're letting TikTok, you're letting Instagram decide your personality. And you could tell when a person let me say this for myself. I can tell when a person is being genuine because I'm a genuine person. Like, I'm always going to be me. Like, I'm always going to bust jokes. I'm always going to just laugh and enjoy myself. Whether I don't give a fuck who else around me is enjoying themselves, I know I'm going to try my best to enjoy myself. So I know I'm being genuine. So when I feel something, like, iffy, it's kind of like a shock. It's like, you sure that's you? Like, just be your real self. Like, I could vibe and adapt with anybody. So you don't have to kind of, like, try to piggyback off me and make it seem like say like it's like, oh, I'm in that dark humor, like, and then I say a joke and I see their face kind of scrunch up, but then they start fake laughing. You don't have to do that, bro. We don't have to make any dark humor jokes. Like, like we can sit here and talk about ponies if you want. Like, nigga, I'm down. Like, I just don't like the faking of it. Like, it makes it unnatural, and then it makes it unbearable to bond or deal with. So I just feel like you should just really be yourself. Like, if you a boring bitch, there's a nigga out there that's looking for a boring bitch that don't do too much, don't talk, that'll listen to that nigga just ramble. Like, there's niggas out there for that. And I feel like women they try to connect with the wrong type of niggas. Mm. Like you got to know your personnel. So if
hey,
you
what
know you
doing all the time, KYP.
Really? Like, you have to know your personnel. So, like, if you trying to kick it with Jaquan, but your ass keep talking about these damn astrology rocks. Like, don't be mad when he not texting your ass back. Like, because he don't give a fuck about all that shit.
Not the astrology rocks.
Like he don't give a fuck.
I never heard that before.
No. Like, I swear, out of all the things I've heard Christmas be called, astrology rocks is not one.
Like, bro, that shit is bad. It was bad. And women need to really stop it because it doesn't go over well. And it makes the situation very uncomfortable. So just
they really think they running game on you. Like they hooking you with this shit too. It'd be like, shut up.
Yeah, like whole time I just want to stop talking. Like it don't cost nothing to shut the fuck up. Like I like being in silence. So it's like we don't have to talk 24/7. We don't have to do all this 24/7. I would really enjoy not even being with you right now. If I could just like, you know, be by myself, I would. It's just women really got to know their personnel. They got to know who they're dealing with. And they got to really understand the situation that they're putting themselves in. Like, if you want a nigga, but you waiting on a nigga to make it, like, to move like he wants you, you're doing it all wrong. You're doing it all wrong. You can't want a nigga, but not do anything and then just hope one day he come around and want you and start moving like it. No. That's not going to happen. If a nigga wants you, he going to want you. But if a nigga find out that you want him, then, you know what I'm saying, of course. And if the nigga like, okay, feelings mutual, then he'll move like that. But if you just doing weird shit, thinking that's going to, you know, like, it's just, that's another case of women not knowing their personnel. Like, but as niggas, we got to do a better job of just, like, gracefully bowing out and, like, no, thank you. Like, I appreciate it. Because I ain't going to lie, like, I know a couple niggas that won't turn down nothing. and that's fucking the game up.
I'll be sad, bro. Yeah, nigga, that just, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to say no. Like, real shit, as a man, you gotta be able to say no and be like, I'm okay without. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, it's niggas that they just saying yes to anything because, you know what I'm saying, they feel like they can't afford to miss out on anything that come by. Like, bro, I didn't pass up on a lot. Like, I ain't gonna hold you.
I don't feel like you have to be a yes man. I feel like that's another thing that society has put on a lot of men, like certain men, that they feel like they have to be a yes man. They have to say yes to everything. And I think that's another manipulation tactic that women created. Because, again, women want to control men. But if you really think about it, half the thing that men have to put up through, women would never be able to be in their shoes for probably 24 hours.
Take that Keke Palmer situation. Like, don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be the nigga that said what he said wasn't wrong. It's just the fact that he went to Twitter to say it. You know what I'm saying? He went on Twitter and said that shit.
You know you're finna get grilled.
I know you're finna get grilled. I disagree. I'm not gonna lie. I think what he said was also bullshit. And I think the fact that he went to Twitter was bullshit. And the only reason I think the whole situation is bullshit, because the fuck nigga was scared to say what the fuck he actually wanted to say. I read between the lines and seen what he wanted to say, but he didn't say it. It would have been more respect if he would have just came out and said what he really felt instead of talking to a mature mom. But that's not what you wanted to say. You don't care about that girl. That was just weird.
Say it with your chest type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he tried to pick like the smallest thing that would give him the smallest amount of flack, but it just backfired.
Yeah, that's why I was like, bro, don't go to Twitter, bro. First of all, saying anything about a woman on Twitter, you crazy as hell, because they're not gonna respond with logic, bro. They're just gonna cook your ass up and make you fucking deactivate your account.
Even if even if the man is right, women are gonna find something that's wrong about it.
Yeah, you could be right. Like, you could say something perfectly right, like, oh, Maya Angelou.
That shit at home.
Maya Angelou, middle name is Sabrina. They go like, well, bitch, you don't take care of your kids. And now it's over. So, you just have no credibility to say anything on the internet ever again. So, just keep it to yourself, because bitches don't care. And quite frankly, I don't care either, buddy. Like, just be real. Like, yeah, yo ho was out there pregnant and all, showing butt cheeks to Usher Raymond.
You got to chalk it up to the game, bro. I think that's another thing, bro. Some niggas don't know how to just chalk one to the game.
Yeah, that bitch would have came home single, lights off, car gone, bro. Suitcases packed. Like, you would have came on a
method. I'm talking locks change, nigga.
Since we're on the social media topic real quick, I don't want to keep you all too long. I have a few more points I want to make before, we get out of here. But the social media thing, how do y'all feel about women, feeling like y'all have to post them all the time? In order for things to be validated. I know we talked about the validation from a woman, they feel it's more important than the validation from the man at times, which is kind of fucking stupid. They get fuel off of that because they know it's accessible. They know that the validation from a man is not as accessible as it is from their homegirl. So from a man's point of view, how do y'all feel about women and how they treat y'all on social media, or just the posting, or how they talk about y'all, or things of that nature? What is y'all take on that? Because we're in a day and age where social media is literally kind of running everything.
Yeah. Can I say anything?
This is raw and uncut.
About the posting shit, I think they should kill themselves. I just personally won't do it. I post you, and then my homegirl slide to him. I know you're not still cheating on that girl. What am I supposed to respond with?
Wow.
Or, it'd be other hoes that would slide up and be like, LOL, I know it's not your secret, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It don't go the way you think it goes when niggas post this shit. You think bitches I'm followed. No, bitches anyway, you coming over still?
Worse than niggas, bro. I be trying to tell them, bro. They worse than niggas.
Women don't care. They either don't try to shoot their shot, or they gonna clown the bitch, or they just not gonna care at all. It's not gonna go how you think. You know what I'm saying? It's just not gonna go. It's not gonna go well. And it's never why do you need that though? Why do you need to open your phone, go to social media, look at my page and see yourself? Bro, open your page and see yourself and feel that exact same way. bro, you could get that same gratification on your highlights, bro. Just go and click on them. Because another user, I don't know, it's some dopamine high that I just don't understand yet. Yeah. They get some type of addiction.
It's crazy that you say. I remember we actually had a conversation about this today, about the whole aesthetic.
Yeah.
Bitches be dating for the aesthetic.
Aesthetic thing, and it's whatever sounds good. I'm not gonna lie, and then I'm gonna let you, make your point. But it's really weird now that I see it. A lot of men don't be posting their fantasies of what an idealistic woman they want to be with looks like. You have women that will say, I didn't see it. And I'm going to use y'all for example, because y'all had locks before, but y'all cut y'all hair. I didn't see it on social media. Women literally crying because the guy they was dealing with cut their locks off. It was like, oh my gosh, why would you say that? You didn't ask me. You didn't tell me. Oh my gosh, blah, 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 blah. And it's that man, I know in the video, I think he broke up with her. He was like, what does my hair have to do with anything? What is y'all take on that? About the image, and if y'all image changes, their feelings changes.
that just go to show how shallow they be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really speaks to that, how they don't have a mind of their own and they just want to be a part of the in crowd. Like, another one is the hood nigga aesthetic. First of all, a hood nigga and a street nigga is two different things. I need motherfuckers to understand this. You're placing the street nigga attributes to a hood nigga, and a hood nigga is just somebody who grew up in the hood. A street nigga is somebody who grew up in the hood and then jumped in the streets. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same. And so yes, it could be a nerdy hood nigga that exists. He just grew up in the hood, but he didn't get into all that street shit. Mm. Or you got the athlete hood nigga, which is like the most common one. An athlete who grew up in the hood. He know them street niggas, but he not in the streets with them niggas.
I don't know why not John Murray. He's in the street.
It's like an aesthetic. Again, you hear girls that say all the time, I want a hood nigga. I want a kid. I want a hood nigga. I want anybody that's going to tell me what to do. And then they get that, and then they're crying because he done beat her ass.
Yeah, you just called it the wrong thing. The things you're describing is a street nigga, shawty. And it's like, okay, you want everything that come with that. You got to just take everything that come with that. Then you see, oh, it's not all you thought it would be. Now you singing a different tune. So it's just like, again, KYP, know your personnel.
Yeah. Right. And say, how do you feel about it? Like, when your image changes, their image changes.
Yeah, like that. Do what I said like earlier. To be honest, like if that's you, then just kill yourself. Cause it's not. It's been a few times where I done dated a girl, right? Like I'll use like high school for example. I was with this girl, you know, and she had her natural hair up one time, and I was like, whoa. You know, I was like, whoa. It took me aback, but I was like, you know, fuck it. Like, you know, it is what it is. I won't go trip. But I just liked it when she had butterfly locks or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. And she used to get like all these different hairstyles, but she wore her hair out like in a different look. And I'm like, whoa, so I got used to that look. I'm like, all right, cool, I like that. And then she changed it up. Then I'm like, damn, you kind of switched it up on me now. It's like, it's confusing me. But, you know, I'm still flowing with the ocean. Like, not every hairstyle go look the best, you know? Like, not every hairstyle go make her look a 10 out of 10. And I feel like if I actually fuck with you, like, I'm just going to look past that. Because it's hair. Like, you could take the shit out. You could cut it. You could do whatever. I've actually had homegirls come to me and be like, oh, yeah, my nigga went to the military, so he had to cut his locks off, or he had to cut his fro, or my nigga did this with his mustache or his beard. You know, like, little weird shit like that. And they'd be, like, wholeheartedly like, yeah, I'm just going with him. So I think that's more so like you really didn't want him or care for him. You cared about how it looked when I was in public. And that's another thing females do a lot. I feel like, well, not feel. I'm not going to try to, you know, pander. I think you bitches do it a lot. I think y'all trying to really, y'all look into the eyes of outsiders and that's y'all view of the relationship. Mm. Instead of actually having that view inside your own relationship, like you're right there.
You right there, like front and center.
And you looking for an outside view, and that's why I'd be going so wrong. Because you looking from as an outsider. Really, an outsider should be minding their fucking business.
Dang.
Real shit.
Dang.
Being real.
Shit. Yeah. They go just, back.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I still never said what I felt about the social media shit.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I'm glad you look. We're thinking of likes. I was about to say the same thing. I was just about to say like before we stray off too far. Like, what is your take on it now?
Very valid point.
Yeah.
But I always say, bro, I don't even post myself a lot on social media. So I think expecting me to post you on social media is kind of like outlandish and far fetched. Because like, you know, I don't even post myself on my social media.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think I would post you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I'm trying to hide you. Because I'd be saying this, bro, we'd be out in public. If I was trying to hide you, if I was really trying to hide you, we wouldn't be out in public.
Exactly. That's the easiest way to hide somebody. It's not bringing them out.
If I was trying to hide you, we wouldn't be out in public.
Mm-hmm.
That simple. So I hate that, oh, you
you're not posting me because you're trying to hide me from your. First of all, I will post you, and these hoes will slide up on the picture that I post you and shoot a shot at me.
I don't have hoes.
Because girls like competition.
They'll
show you that your feelings hurt.
Yeah, they be like hard eyes only at you though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to feel that.
Devious
as fuck.
It's like, it's really, I'm trying to save you, because like, if you like, oh, let me see what people said to it, and then I show you, you're not gonna like it.
Yeah.
It's not going, like you said, it's not going the way you think it's gonna go.
And that's how a lot of women, like, their perception is off. And I feel like, you know, like what you were saying, y'all out in public, I feel like I had to learn this myself. Like, I've been, you know, kind of like, not bashing women, but I've been kind of like exposing, like, but I've had to like expose myself real quick. I used to be that person that felt like, you know, even when I was in like my late high school days, early college days, I was in a relationship and I was just like, you know, oh, like, why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? Sort of posting. Because I didn't feel that security. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because I was worrying about everybody else's perception of what I had going on when I'm the one in the relationship. And it definitely took a toll out on it, to the point where it was like, well, you care more about what other people think. Go be around them. And it shouldn't be like that. I feel like, you know, it goes back to like what Tay was saying, like after, you know, he got out of the situation, you know, he worked on himself. I feel like a lot of women don't work on themselves, and they don't work on themselves and they go to the next person. They end that, still don't work on themselves, go to another person, end that, still don't work on themselves. And they're carrying that baggage on with them, and then let it be one moment and they just trauma dump all that on one guy. He doesn't have nothing to do with the situation. Now he has to sit here dealing with what other men should have been dealing with, if you know what I mean.
No. Tell me why. I have experienced that a few times, and I don't know why, but I really have, bro. It was the most annoying shit. Like, why are you sitting here trying to fuck with me, but all you can talk about is how the last nigga 2 weeks ago did you the worst?
Not 2 weeks ago.
Like, bro, you still fresh on that. Like, why are you even dealing with me?
Nigga said you still fresh.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you even dealing with me? So I was just like, at best, bitch, we could be friends, but it ain't going no further than that, man. Like,
yeah. Women, some people don't heal. And I think that's what makes it, that goes back to the point that I made in the way beginning of the podcast, is a lot of unhealed women come to good men and damage them. And all those men that were good have now turned into what y'all would want to quote, fuck niggas or not shit niggas, and now y'all are sitting here when y'all are the ones that created this. Like, no man just comes out the womb not shit. No man just comes out the womb being a fuck nigga. That's created, okay? That's not default. That's created. It's a cause and effect. Whatever caused him to be that way is the reason why it's now turning him into this individual that he is now. And a lot of women feel like they're what they would call a fixer-upper. Like, oh, I can fix him. I can fix him. No, you can't. Like...
But you're not Bobby.
No, you can't. Not Bobby. You can't fix this man. And I feel like a lot of women just probably need to learn how to deal with themselves first. And then once they work on themselves first, then they will attract that individual. Like we were saying before, you are what you attract. I know it may be certain things you might not fully be healed from. You know, it might be suppressed things. And then you get around somebody and they unlock that within you. Okay, cool. But as long as you're not carrying all that baggage from whomever and dumping on this man, then it's like that's usually what happens. And that's not, I don't feel like that's fair for y'all. So I will say that that's kind of, and like because I've done it myself, and I can stand 10 toes on it. I can be honest. I have done that myself, and I see the effect that it had on a man. And I felt like I had to look back at myself and be like, that's not fair to him, you know, because he had nothing to do with that. That's something I got to work on within myself. You know, taking that accountability. Like, I need to work on myself. It's not him that's the problem. I'm the problem. You get what I mean? So,
you know, it's crazy. I was going to say that. I ain't never really, like, out of all the women I ever dealt with, not saying that they was a problem every time, but I ain't never really had them, like, look in the mirror and be like, okay, yeah, that was on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never really heard that.
No.
It just be, well, they start making excuses and justifying their actions.
Right.
Bro, plain and simple, you was wrong. Like, just own the fact that you was wrong.
nobody's like, it's not that, it's not, if, to me, it don't be that deep. Because if I'm wrong, I'm going to be like, damn, all right, yeah, that's on me. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not
taking them to what? Yeah, we're not. And that's okay. Because, like I know I didn't have these conversations with you personally. Like, I know I had most rather be like, let me check myself. Like, you know, I did that. And I feel like that's what makes it easier for you to, like, continue something. Because people think that when you're dealing with somebody, the only way it can work is if y'all fuck all the time. Or if y'all, like, it's like the toxicity. It's like toxicity fuels the relationship to keep going, or whatever y'all want to call it. It's really not. It's the basics. And I feel like a lot of people make something out of nothing, or make something bigger than what it has to be. Like y'all were saying, it's the little things y'all be wanting. Like Tay was saying, like, you do this, but at least, like, rub my neck or something. Like, dang. And it shouldn't be too much to ask for. But a lot of women think that everything has to be big. And it's really just the small things that needs to be done for y'all to feel comfortable, you know? So that's that on that. But let me see. I'm going to go ahead and start the wrap-up process. Because I did have to write a list. I just wanted to make sure, you know, I was doing this properly. But before we do our closeout piece, like, me being that woman, like, I could be, like, the microphone in this, you know, to speak for some majority. Do y'all have any questions for me on why women do certain things, or, like, certain things that y'all want to have answers to that y'all probably didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I mean, I feel like most niggas want to know, but, like, why y'all lie so much? Like, y'all think we gonna care the way that y'all care? Like, why y'all? You could literally tell a nigga the truth, and he's not gonna give a fuck about it. I'm just being real. He's not gonna care. At least you being honest.
Yeah,
I'm still taking down, but she being honest. Like, she told me, okay, I had a boy. She got a boyfriend. I'm gonna try her, and if she go, she go. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? No, why lie? That's how I'm just like, why lie? Mm-hmm. I don't care no way.
So, I'm gonna tell you why. Like I said, I'm exposing myself. Like I said, this is raw and uncut, and I cannot sit here and try to hold back because I'm not that model woman. I'm not saying that. The reason why women lie is because we can't face the truth. So we say a lie, and we tell y'all, like, because we have not took enough time to take accountability for what we had played a part in the situation, or we can't see the real in the situation because we want to make it something out of nothing. So we will lie. We will sit here and say one thing and it's not that at all. Like, because we're not used to the real shit. We're kind of used to distorted things and looking at things through rose-colored glasses. So women tend to lie because they are not real within themselves, or it's a portion of themselves that can't handle the real truth. Yeah, that's that.
Literally.
Okay, do you have your question?
Oh, yeah, I actually do. I think I have a few. My first question is going to be, what do you really think women want from a man? Like, and not like some kind of, like, I'm not saying that in, like, oh, they want tall, dark skin, da da da. Like, genuinely, like, feeling-wise, like, what do they want from a man?
That's a good question.
What do you want from a man? Dang, that one got me in a jam, because it's like, half them don't really want anything. Like, and I'm not even trying to be funny, like, half them want things that aren't even real, you know? Like,
damn.
So it's like, saying that is like, what do they want? They just want to say they have something because they're too afraid to be alone. Like, when some of them just want to say they have something because they're afraid to be alone. So it's like, some women don't really want anything from a man, but just to say they have him. They don't, like, have company. To provide. They don't have to, men don't have to do anything. It's like, you know, I just want to say I have somebody, you know, but I feel like if they, I have say to say they got a man, what you say, what?
No, I'm saying, you saying, like, they just want to say, like, oh, I got a man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They just want to say, oh, I got a man. Like, a lot of women don't want anything. And it's sad to say, because they don't. And women are going to sit here and say that because they will never be able to tell you
what it is because they don't want anything. They just want to have just that validation. Like me and your brother were talking about a title and a bond. A lot of women just want the title. They don't want the bond. It's like a car.
Right.
They want the title to the car, but they don't mind who drives it. That's the bond. Women don't want anything. They just want to say they have something, if you get what I mean. Is that too complex? Do I need to break it down? It's like dumb bitches.
Nah, if any dumb bitches are listening, then kill yourself. Like, I think you're good.
But yeah, like I feel like that's just typically what it is. They don't want anything. They just want to say they have something. But for me, I feel like, you know, having a bond is more important than the title, because regardless, just like, and I told your brother this, like, if shit goes left, be my friend until we make it right, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like now as I'm progressing in life, that title, cool. Like, if we get there, we get there. Oh, but that bond that builds that title is what's more important to me. Like, as long as you're in my life, whatever we put this title to, or whatever we title this chapter in our life, cool, I'm okay with that. I'm more content with knowing that I have you in my life, you know?
That's facts, because I ain't gonna lie, just recently, like, well, never mind.
You about to tell him himself.
remind us. I about to say, not that raw and uncut.
Yeah, because motherfuckers watching. Man, I'll try to say it as loosely and vaguely.
Do a hypothetical,
the hypothetical won't be the exact, but I just, and it's nobody that a lot of people know about, but I was asked, like, oh, what do we got going on, like, are we seeing other people, like, I need to know based off I need to know what you think based off, like, you know, like, I need to know how to move. I hate that question, because, like, bitch, move how you want to move, and then I'll let you know if it's an ah or okay. Like, I don't know why you need my okay or my confirmation to move a certain way. Like, I hate somebody that's like, oh, like, because if you waiting to hear what I'm going to say and then you're going to move, I'm not going to tell you nothing at all. We just might as well just leave each other alone. Like, don't base your moves off what I'm saying. Like, that's weird shit. Because then it's not genuine. Then you trying to play a game. And I don't know if you're playing games. But, yeah, this is so annoying. Like, I hate that. I hate that. I hate that question. I hate that vibe. Like, what are we? Hate that shit. Like, ordinary, especially people. Yeah, like, nigga, my child, we farmers, man. Like, I just don't like that. Like, just vibe. Like, just, you know, do your thing. Vibe, chill. Like, especially if things been going well, just chill. Don't, like, cause that, I feel like shit like that ruins it.
It's gonna mess up the phone.
Yeah, it feels like I gotta add a, like, title to it now. Like, and I don't want to put no title on it. Like, if we not girlfriend boyfriend, it don't matter what the fuck we are. We not boyfriend and girlfriend, right? Okay, so it don't matter. Like,
yeah.
If we get to that point, we'll get to that point, and we'll talk about that.
Facts. Yeah. But, like, I feel like I just don't like it, and I brought it up because I keep yawning.
Yeah, about that yawning contagious.
I'm making everybody yawn. But the thing is, I was recently, not recently, this wasn't recently, I meant, asked that. It's just like, oh, shit, that I kind of think about, just like kind of ties into it. But yeah, like I said, they was just asking me, oh, what is this? What are we fucking up the people? Are we just exclusive? And I'm like, bro, like, I literally knew you for 3 days, bro. Like, do what you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like that. Like, bitch, if you don't know what the fuck we're doing, why do you think I know?
Dang. That's a good point.
I don't like that shit. Like, bitch, figure it out, then come ask me.
No, you have to hit her. You have to hit her with the, I mean, you asked me. I thought you had the answer.
Like, yeah, all right.
Dang. Well,
you already on the water. We, I ain't, that never come to my mind.
Exactly.
We speaking
I was,
French.
I was thinking about what to eat. Like, shit didn't even come to mind.
I'm weak as hell. Well, do y'all have any other questions for me? Or are those the only questions y'all had?
I think I'm questioned out, bro.
Okay. No problem.
I want to ask a very inappropriate question.
Oh.
Go
oh.
ahead.
I just got to be one and do it.
I'm sucking it.
Damn.
All right, I'm listening.
No, I'm asking an appropriate question, bro. But like when it comes to sex, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Why do women lie about wanting a well hung man? I'm gonna just say that.
You said why do what?
Why do women lie about wanting a well hung nigga? And I can tell they're lying because of the things that they say.
Well,
and if you're a well
long John nigga, you Silver. Know, you know
what I'm saying? Well, yeah, you know, I'm catching a drift. I just say that.
Because I be hearing that a lot, bro. I'm like,
and I'm not gonna lie, it's funny that you made that point because I did not, and it's so crazy, it's just explaining the point. This is y'all gonna catch this. This is kind of mind bending for some women because they're gonna be like, oh, I thought you would do this already. This whole podcast, I didn't bring up nothing about sex, and it's because we can have conversations without bringing it up. I'm glad you brought it up without answering, but it just wanted, like, for women that's out there that's always saying like, oh man, only thing they want is having sex, y'all did not bring up sex at all until the end of this conversation, and that's just because it's a question. You see my point? Like, some women are going to see her and they're going to be so mad about that, but I just want to make a point. So the reason why women lie about that is because, again, it goes back to the aesthetic. It goes back to the aesthetic because they want to have something to talk about with their homegirls. They tell their homegirls everything. Like, they want to have something to talk about. They want to have moments where they'd be like, girl, this man touched my cervix. This man touched my soul. Oh my gosh, I'm in love. They want to have something to talk about. That's what it is. Women,
but you know what follows that?
Girl, their girlfriends wanted to find out. Exactly. And that's the thing. Women know that and they still do it. Like I told you, I'm not telling nobody what I got going on because I don't got time for y'all to be trying to figure it out because y'all will get beat up, period. But it's just a simple fact of the matter that they just want something to talk about. It's a topic of discussion. Because when it comes up in discussion, some girls do lie. Because there's some girls that don't have that. You know, some of their guys are just average. And there's nothing wrong with being average. Like, you know, just be who you are.
Yeah.
Like, and I... Sorry, I'm just saying because it's like, they want to have something to talk about. If there's no excitement behind it, they don't want to talk about it. It's boring to them. Women don't like... boring. Like, they want excitement. So if it's not exciting to talk about, they're not going to entertain themselves with it. Now, me, I don't mind boring. Oh, it's okay. Okay. We can be boring, but some women don't like to be boring. They like excitement. They like a roller coaster ride. They like a thrill. That's the only thing that's going to keep them interested in men, because they only want to use men for the thrill and something to talk about. But when real women come along and don't want a thrill and don't want something to talk about, that man gets a little scared because he's just like, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, what is this? And they don't know how to react. So it's like sometimes you got to just let that man, you know, get comfortable around you. You know what I mean?
No, I'm following. Okay, I just wonder because like I be hearing a lot and shit, and I'd be like, oh, that bitch lying. But like, I ain't gonna say it out loud. I ain't gonna call him out or nothing. But just know, I be listening, I be hearing, and y'all be lying.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say nothing because, you know, I just basically just said it myself. I'm not going to be telling nothing I got going on. For all these people, no, I'm not getting nothing. I don't even know what it looks like. That's to the point I don't need to be having nobody ask me, because if somebody asks me, I'm going to lie. I'm going to say that this man has a shrimp. Because I don't got time. Girls are devious. Even even the girls' friends, they befriend their enemies and get mad when they do enemy stuff.
Shit crazy.
But we're going to go ahead and wrap this up and we're going to do our closing statement. What I do want y'all to do, you know, for your closing statement, and then, you know, whatever you want to say before I completely end the podcast, is what's one piece of advice that you want to give to women out here about, you know, the conversation that we had or just in general? Just one piece of advice. They don't got to be nothing too much. Just one piece. They don't need all that. They got to pay for that.
I'm weak as hell. One piece of advice, man, I think the most important thing, and we already talked about it, is just know your personnel. Like, know the guy that you're dealing with, and don't go based off what you assumed about him. Like, actually get to know him. Put in some effort and actually get to know him.
versus, AKA stop being a lazy ass bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, just try to get to know him the same way you want him to get to know you. Mm. Get to know him. Literally, that's all you have to do. That's it.
All right, all right. Mm. And Tay, what's your closing statement?
I think, a piece of advice I would give to women. Mm-hmm. If you can hear, you can hear, bitch. Right. Open your ears. Like, that's the main thing. You need to open your ears and like stop like going into situations with a preconceived notion or something, and actually come in there objectively and actually be understanding. Okay. And watch how situations pan out. Mm-hmm. Just watch how they pan out for the better, or sometimes end up for the worse. But in future, it was for the better. Like, you just gotta listen it and really go about situations and understand what's going on. If you go into the situation and you don't understand what's going on, or you go into a conversation and trying to lead a conversation that you don't even know how to lead, promise.
Y'all got some good closing statements. Yeah. Well, I do want to say thank you all for, you know, doing this with me. Hopefully we can, you know, have another segment with new people, or y'all too, and then, you know, somebody else, or whatever may be. If you are a guy that is listening in, which I know that you are, because you're probably sitting here saying, well, thank you, somebody like finally opened up the floor, y'all tap into me and I will, you know, add y'all into the next segment whenever we get a chance to do it. But I do want to appreciate, I do want to go ahead and say I appreciate, you know, you guys coming up here and, you know, saying certain things that I feel like women should hear, because hopefully not all, but you know, a good majority are probably going to have like that moment where they say, oh, now I get it. And I would hope so, because that's the reason why I wanted to do this. So thank you, Rail. Thank you, Tay, for coming up here. I really do appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. What that guy said.
Blessing. Honor.
But yes, y'all, thank you again for tuning into this episode of Ask Nova. And if you like this, make sure you go ahead and tap in with all the socials. They will be linked down below as well with their social media handles. You know, if y'all like what y'all hear, you know, tap in with them. They're not bad guys, but y'all can hear, you know.
I highly doubt any bitches are quick myself. It's kind of good. It's kind of good. And it's okay, because you know what y'all can do? Y'all can kill yourself.
Nah, don't tap in with me. I ain't looking.
I'm not looking. No, but just support them. They do music, y'all. So I will be plugging in their music in the bottom so y'all can support them. And yes, make sure that y'all tune into the next one. And I will see y'all later. Peace, y'all.